This is a story about a young man named Peter and his adventures with a wolf. I'm going to be telling the story in words, but Dan is going to be telling the story in music, because each character has his or her own special melody. And whenever you hear that melody, you'll know that that character is coming into the story. Now, Peter is a happy, confident young fellow, and his melody sounds like this. Peter has a friend who is a little bird, and the bird chirps a bright, cheerful melody like this. There's another bird in this story too, a duck. Now the duck is short-sighted and not too smart. She quacks this melody. And you can listen for a cat crawling quietly through the grass to this melody. And as you can guess from the title, there's a big, scary wolf, too, whose music sounds like this. There are also some hunters, and you'll hear their music. And when the hunters come into the story at the end, you can hear them shooting their guns. And when Dan plays these big booming sounds, you'll know that that's the hunters. So I guess we're ready to begin. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. On the branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. "All is quiet," chirped the bird gaily. Soon a duck came waddling around. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down upon the grass, settled next to her, and shrugged his shoulders. "What kind of bird are you if you can't fly?" said he. To this the duck replied, "What kind of bird are you if you can't swim?" and dived into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping along the shore. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. He noticed a cat crawling through the grass. The cat thought, "The bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab him." Stealthily, she crept towards him on her velvet paws. "Look out!" shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into the tree. While the duck quacked angrily at the cat, from the middle of the pond. The cat walked around the tree and thought, "Is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird will have flown away." Grandfather came out. He was angry because Peter had gone into the meadow. "It is a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do?" Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Boys like him are not afraid of wolves. But Grandfather took Peter by the hand, locked the gate, and led him home. Thank you. sooner had Peter gone than a big gray wolf came out of the forest. In a twinkling, the cat climbed up the tree. The duck quacked, and in her excitement, jumped out of the pond. But no matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer and nearer, catching up with her. And then he got her, and with one gulp, swallowed her. And now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch. The bird on the other. Not too close to the cat. While the wolf walked round and round the tree, looking at them with greedy eyes. In the meantime, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. He ran home, got a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. One of the branches of the tree around which the wolf was walking stretched out over the wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter lightly climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle around the wolf's head, only take care he doesn't catch you." The bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and from that. The bird did worry the wolf. How the wolf wanted to catch him, but the bird was too clever, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso, and carefully letting it down, caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly to get loose. But Peter tied the other end of the rope to the tree. And the wolf's jumping only made the rope tighter around his tail. Just then, the hunters came out of the woods. Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they came. But Peter, sitting in the tree, said, "Don't shoot! The bird and I have already caught the wolf. Now help us take him to the zoo." imagine the triumphant procession. Peter at the head, after him, the hunters leading the wolf. Winding up the procession, Grandfather and the cat. Grandfather tossed his head discontentedly. Well, and if Peter hadn't caught the wolf, what then? Above them flew the bird, chirping merrily. My, what brave fellows we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught. And if you would listen very carefully, you could hear the duck quacking inside the wolf, because the wolf, in his haste, had swallowed her alive. Good job.